Hello.
Hey, Peggy, it's Jeremy Perlman, speaking to you on a record line. You did speak with one of my associates a second ago, I think so, correct?
Yeah.
How are you doing today?
The call got dropped.
No,
I'm doing pretty good.
That is good. So do you recall Benjamin's last four?
I think so. I think it's 2778.
Okay. Let me fix it in the document, and I'll send it to you, and we'll complete it. And then from there, the attorneys will reach out to you.
Okay.
One second.
Is there any way you can check it and see?
I'm going to just have to be to the best of your ability. I was checking before, but I don't have access right now to Ancestry, unfortunately. But to the best of your knowledge, it would be 2778, correct?
I think so.
Right. And then he was 6'1", 60. Is that correct? On the time when he passed?
Correct.
Right. Birth date of 6/3/1944, and he would have been around 80 or so this year.
Correct.
Right. And then to confirm one last time, last four to the best of your knowledge is 2778.
Yes.
All right. And then let me send you this. Let me make sure everything else on here we filled out. Okay. Let me just make sure that is not anywhere else on the document. And then your last four is 0707, birth date of 11/9/1954.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you. I am sending a text in a second here. One sec. I need to update it now on the document, so give me one second. Peggy. Mm-hmm. And then we're speaking on, are you on an Apple or an Android phone?
Apple.
Okay. All right. I might have to send it to you by email, but we will see. Let me see why it's not letting me. Thomas, let me make sure the social's in here. That was blank. So it is. I just want to make sure all this is correct. $27.78 for Tim. I just want to make sure this fills in all the right spots. That filled in there. $27.78. Let me make sure it's in the questionnaire. And then I just sent you an email right now, but one second. Let me just review it one more time. I sent it to gpeggyc@gmail.com.
Correct.
And then you should have just got an email right now. It'll say, yeah, you're good. I'm looking through the document too, just to make sure it has it everywhere. 2778.
If I hang up on you, just
I'll call you back.
Back.
Yeah, you're good. Don't worry. Okay. I know how it is. Let me hit correct on here. Okay. Nope. There we go.
Yep.
Yeah. So you want to tap on that where it says review document in the email, the yellow box, and then that's going to open up to the document. When that document does open up, you want to say yes or allow for consent, and then you'll see like a yellow continue or yellow start button. And then once you see that yellow continue or start, you'll see like an I agree button, and then you should see a start button. And once you hit start, that'll take you into it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm with you all the way to the I agree. I didn't mm-hmm. push the...
Continue?
Yeah, I didn't push the continue. Yet.
Yeah, hit the I agree and then hit continue. And then once you do that, you should see the start or another continue or agree.
It's a review.
Yep, I see you hit start.
Next.
Yep. And then it'll take you to a yellow box once you hit start or next. And then once you hit that box, it'll ask for your signature. Draw your signature as best as you can, Ms. Gay. And then do adopt and confirm. That will save the signature. And then from there on, you hit next. And then anywhere there's a yellow, you just tap and it will fill in your signature. And then be sure on the last page, it's going to ask you for a signature on the left, which will fill in when you tap it, or it'll ask you to draw it. And then on the right, it'll ask for your initials. Just make sure on the right side of the paper where it asks on the last signature, it's your initials. It'll be the very last one.
Okay. Are you okay if I don't do it all right now?
It's only a few pages. It only takes a second or two.
Well, I'm standing and I'm looking for something real quickly.
Oh, you're good. You can take a minute. No worries. Take your time.
That takes a lot out of me right now.
No, I get it. Take your time. There's no rush.
I don't usually stand by myself unless somebody catch me if I fall. I'm going through rehab right now.
I remember when we were speaking, when you were telling me what happened. So it's you were in a coma recently, before the year. I remember that.
Yeah, from the 7th to the 23rd of December.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I have that note still right here. I shouldn't have left it out, but I have it right here. I'll throw it away when we are done. I will start drafting up a text for you whenever you get back to completing it, so just so it's ready. In regards to the round up.
I didn't find what I was looking for. I misplaced my birth certificate.
Your birth certificate.
Yeah. Okay, hold on.
Oh, and then I wanted to confirm you have his death certificate somewhere, correct?
Okay, I got it signed. I didn't hit enter or anything.
Once you sign it, you'll hit adopt and confirm, and then that'll save it. And then once you hit adopt and confirm, you just have to hit next and then tap. And then it will take you to the next signature field. And when you tap it, that yellow box now, it should fill in the signature you just drew.
Okay.
And then there's like three or four. And then after that, there's the last one for the initials. And then you'll see a yellow finish. So you just want to keep hitting next, tapping wherever it's yellow, next, tapping wherever it's yellow. And then the initial one will come up.
Yeah, I've done DocuSign before.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Some people don't know. They have a hard time with it, so.
I think DocuSign's pretty easy one to work with.
I know. I did it with a guy yesterday, and he was astonished how, because you know how you can do a select style, like you can pick a style? He was astonished by that. He was astonished how easy it was to sign it, how quick it was. And he was an older gentleman. is a veteran.
Yeah, I was a little nervous when first time I did one, but it was so easy.
Yeah.
It's like, can't believe I was scared of this.
Well, because it's for, you use it for, like, for everything. For how, if you're buying a, I guess cars, not so much. Well, if you did online, you would. Houses use it a lot now for mortgages and stuff when you're buying and selling.
Yeah.
And then I just said,
Can we hang up before I finish this? I've really got to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, you're good. You can do it while you're in the bathroom. If you hit finish, it'll just it'll say you're done. And then from there, call me back in about 20, whenever you're done, all right, if you don't hit finish or you don't finish it, all right?
Okay.
All right, we will speak soon. Thank you so much for your time. I'll speak to you soon.
I'm
going to text you right now. Right, this is my number, from this number. All right, Peggy, I'll call you back soon. Bye.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.